Hello, and welcome to I Watch This As an Adult, the podcast where I review movies from my childhood from an adult perspective. And this week, I review 1996's Scream. Alright guys, welcome to the show. You guys are smack dab in the middle of horror month. All this October, I will be reviewing horror movies with a horror expert over here. We got a horror expert over here. She looks at me like, no, not me. But we got a horror expert over here. She watches more horror movies than me. My wife, Shauna. Say hello to the people.
Hello.
Okay, you heard her. She's real. she's been on the show before. You guys know. Before we talk about the movie, I'm going to talk about some stuff that I watched this week, some stuff that happened this week. I don't even know. I don't like to get political on this show. You know, I don't like to get political on this show. So, everybody's talking about Trump got COVID. I don't care. I really don't care. But there's this documentary I saw this week or last week called what's it called? God dang it, I forgot the name of it. It's called American Murder. It's called American Murder, and it was about this woman going missing, and her husband is a suspect, of course. The woman is a woman, and her children went missing. They had two daughters, and they both went missing. And short end of the story is the husband did it. Big surprise. The husband did it, and he went to jail, and he's serving life in prison. You know, so that's the short end of that. But I was kind of I'm looking at this documentary, and I was kind of like, you really didn't need a whole documentary about something that we already knew. You know, I'm just saying, it was like, we knew that the husband did it,
right?
You know, it's like the Scott Peterson murder, you know, like when he killed his wife and his unborn child. There was the other guy,
right.
I think I told you about the guy that I think he's from Colorado. I think this happened in Colorado as well. But the guy that was faking going to school, mm-hmm. right? He faked going to school, and then his wife was about to find out that he wasn't really going to school, and he killed her. He like dumped her in the landfill or some shit. Yeah, he did that. He dumped her in a landfill because he didn't want her to find out that he wasn't really going to school.
Wow.
Yeah, that happened like sometime in the early 2000s. I want to say maybe like 2003. Between 2002 and 2004, that happened. I remember that being like big news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about like, and then like he's on the news. And then he's on the news talking about, if you can find my wife, if you have any whereabouts about where my wife is, help me find her. You know?
He knows exactly where she is.
He knows exactly where she is. It's like they all do this, you know. And I hate to say it's a certain race of dude, but they're mostly white guys, you know, killing their wives, you know, because they don't want them to find out about some petty shit. You know, oh, I'm cheating on you. Oh, because the guy in American Murder, he was cheating on his wife.
Yeah.
You know, so he was cheating on his wife, so he got rid of his wife and his kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, just so he could be with this woman. Same thing with Scott Peterson. He got rid of his wife and his unborn son so he could go be with this other woman, you know.
Dang.
And you wanted to chime in?
No. Wow, he even, like, killed his son, someone's going to carry his last name.
Yes, yes.
You got to go too, huh?
Yeah, like the
one. Like, I just make a new son.
Like, who knows?
Right.
But yeah, in American Murder, it was the same. This was very eerie. This was very eerily like similar to the Scott Peterson stuff that happened in California, where this guy found this woman. He wanted to leave his wife.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know how he was going to leave his wife, so he just killed her. Both women were pregnant, because like the woman in American Murder, she was pregnant.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that part.
Yeah, she was pregnant. So like they had two kids, and she was pregnant with another one. I think a boy, and because they already had two daughters, and so he killed her. You know, it was very similar, very very similar to that.
And he had a son too.
And he had a son as well.
Wow. Yeah.
And it was
he's even keep like killing his own, like, you know what you call it, patriarchal.
Yeah, killing his legacy.
Yeah, killing his legacy. Just
yeah.
For some new ass. That's crazy.
No. I'm like, ain't you listening to Chris Rock? He was like, it's about commitment and new pussy. He was like, is new pussy gonna read to your kids? He said new pussy is illiterate. She can't read, she can't cook, all she do is give pussy. That's all she do. But
that is crazy.
That's all she do. But yeah, man, it was like, I was like, dude, like these white dudes just be killing their wives over petty shit. You know, cause you know, brothers, we don't do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
We really don't do that shit. Like, we ain't gonna kill you because we cheating on you. We just gonna cheat on you and accept the consequences of what happens, you know?
You like, it'd be like, well, I just want my TV. Can I have a TV?
Yeah, it like, I just came over to get the TV.
You know? I just came. I have your check ready for you by Monday.
No, right? Yeah, that's what we gonna do. It was like, we ain't gonna kill you.
Go pay that child support.
Half of the time we don't even love the hoe that we messing with.
Right.
She just a side chick. We don't love her. We don't love her. But I'm not saying that I have one. I'm not implicating myself in this, but
no.
But you know this, you know, like,
yeah, you don't have one.
You like, you keep tabs on me, you know this. So yeah, man, that was something that I watched. We also watched this movie. Remember that movie we watched yesterday?
I'm trying to think. I forgot already.
You forgot about the movie The Art of Self-Defense?
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Oh man, wasn't that something?
That was a crazy movie as well. We're probably not gonna go into detail about that one, you know, because right. it was what it was. If you want to check it out, go check it out. It's on Hulu.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like it.
It's pretty good. So that was all I got. That's all I got. That was the biggest thing I watched this week.
Right.
We gonna get into this review. We'll be right back with the Scream review. Ooh, spooky.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Today's episode is brought to you by Restaurant.com. For Restaurant.com, you can save at thousands of restaurants across the country with just a few clicks. Their dining deals range from $5 to $100, never expire, and cost you a fraction of the face value. Dinner has never been easier with Restaurant.com. Use it for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Restaurant.com is offering our listeners 50% off their next purchase by going to www.restaurant.com/podcast. That's www.restaurant.com/podcast. For 50% off your next purchase. Restaurant.com. The best deal every meal. Okay, we're back. 1996 is Scream. We're going to talk about this movie. You know me. You've been on the show before, you know.
Yes.
I like to talk about how we saw the movie. How I saw this movie, I didn't see it in the theater. Mm-hmm. You know, because I didn't go see horror movies in the theater. I saw this movie on Showtime, actually. Mm-hmm. With my dad.
Yes.
Like, we're just sitting on the couch watching it, you know.
Yeah. You know, so
that's how I saw this movie. How'd you see it?
There are so many. I don't actually, I'm trying to think. I think I did see it at the theaters, like, with my brother. I did see it a lot. I believe we had, like, a copy of it, seen it on TV. You know, there's a lot of times I've seen it. I don't actually recall how I saw it, but I do remember it. You know, I do remember seeing it as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it was entertaining to me. It didn't scare me at all.
Didn't
scare me at all. It was just fun, entertaining, you know, a slasher film. And, you know, with my friends, my brother, you know, people around my age at that time, we just have fun with the movie. But it wasn't scary.
Right.
And it wasn't scary at all until now. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because you remember I jumped, like, twice?
Oh, yeah, you did, dude. Like, we watched this. We had to watch, rewatch the movie again, and she jumped twice. And you jumped twice at David Arquette, though.
Right, for some reason. Like,
the guy that plays Officer Dewey.
I don't know. It was just, like, it was the music.
It was the music.
Because at that time, I don't know if it still is right now. It's like, because right now, today, scary films, they don't really focus on music. You know what I'm saying? They just really focus on the cinematography and the angles of it all. And they scare you silently, I believe. But back in the day, it was all about the music. The movie would even be scary, but just the music alone would scare you.
Uh-huh.
You know, how it was like, it draws you in, you know, and then all of a sudden it just hits a beat loud or something like that. And the sound itself would move you and scare you, but not the movie.
Right. Yeah.
Like, yeah, because especially like with Dewey, it's all like, he's not scary. It's nothing about him that's scary,
yeah,
but just the music alone would scare you.
Right.
And that's why I jumped so hard, like twice.
You jumped twice. I was like, and then it's like you buried your head into my chest.
I know. It was the music.
It was the music.
They really, the composers are really good.
Yeah, man, that was funny. I laughed. But yeah, man, like, I have to say, like, this is probably like one of my growing up, this was probably one of my favorite horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, because I'm not really a horror dude.
Yeah,
you know, like I get scared easily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a little bitch. You know, like, right. I get scared real easily. I used to be scared of like the thriller video. I was scared of that till I was about like 13 years old.
Right.
You know, so like it took me a long time to get over that fear.
Right.
So me watching something like Scream is kind of like, I think I liked it because it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's what kind of like made like all the gore and all that shit kind of a little more acceptable for me because it was funny. Because I like Evil Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Evil Dead is another horror movie that I like.
Right.
But I like it because it's funny.
Right.
Like there's humor in Evil Dead.
Yeah.
And that's why I could watch it, because like there's all types of shit going on in the Evil Dead movies. But I could watch it because it's funny. You know, like, oh, there's some humor in here, so like that kinda lightens it up a little bit, gives it a little bit more levity.
Yeah, I kinda like scary movies like that. Just like what Scream did have, it was supposed to, I don't know, should I even say that there were any funny parts of it? It was the key was, it was supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
It was funny at that time.
Yeah.
You know, remembering, you know, people I was watching with laughing or being in theaters and people just busting up laughing and that kind of stuff like that.
Right.
I guess if you want to call it early 2000 humor at the time, if you wanted to call it, you can tell it's like very outdated.
Yeah, it was like, well, this movie came out in the mid-90s, so.
Early 2000, mid-90s. It was like, that's right, you just said 1996.
96,
but
yeah.
It was like, I guess it's supposed to be like 1996, you know, type of humor.
Right.
That's not even funny today, whatever. And it's like, okay, I get it, it was supposed to be funny.
Right.
And then you have the guy, I forgot his name. He was in, which you've actually reviewed. from your last one.
Oh, Malibu's Most Wanted. Jamie Kennedy.
Jamie Cano. I mean, he was supposed to be the comedy relief and stuff like that.
Yeah, but like,
I wasn't buying it this time.
He's a little bit more. He wasn't as annoying in this movie as he was in Malibu's Most Wanted. That's one thing I can say about him.
Yeah, that's one thing I can say about
him. But the comedy stuff, I'm going to get into that a little bit later. Because, I'm about to go into production right now, talk about production.
Yeah.
This movie was the idea of a writer named Kevin Williamson.
Mm-hmm.
He actually was inspired to write this script from hearing about a serial killer called the Gainesville Ripper.
What? So this is based off of something? Like a real event that happened?
Yeah, it's loosely based off the Gainesville Ripper. He murdered like five college students in Gainesville, Georgia.
Mm.
Is what he did. And like, he's dead now. You know, and
how you die?
A lethal injection. They killed him in prison. Like, he got the death penalty. The movie, and
it was five girls he killed?
It was like five girls, I believe, he killed.
So, was he an incel before we realized what incel was at that time?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he just wanted to kill some broads. I don't know, shit. Who knows? But, the original title of this movie, get this.
Mm-hmm.
You know the original title of the movie?
No, I don't.
Scary Movie.
So you think the Wayne brothers do that and they just like, we're gonna make a comedy version of it?
Yeah, they probably did that. It was like, they ripped it off, you know, so not ripped it off, but they just made a parody of it.
Right.
It was like, oh, this
and
movie,
and the real title that it was supposed to be, a Scary Movie.
The movie was supposed to be called Scary Movie. It was originally called Scary Movie, but
I thought about it too. I really did.
But the Weinstein brothers. The Weinstein brothers changed the name to Scream because like they were inspired by the Michael Jackson song. They liked the Michael Jackson song Scream.
Oh.
Yes.
Was there any relation to this movie though?
I don't know, but like the Weinstein brothers like Scream, so they just wanted to name the movie Scream.
Oh,
God. So that's what they wanted to do. But,
I mean, there's a lot of screaming in there, so I guess that works.
Yeah. and Wes Craven ended up directing the film, he did Nightmare on Elm Street.
Right, which there were a lot of elements in there as well.
Yeah, he did Nightmare on Elm Street. And, but he almost didn't. He almost didn't direct the movie because he, get this, he thought the script was too misogynistic and too violent.
Wow.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Have he not taken a look at his old films?
He almost didn't do it. So they went to some other directors. Other directors that were approached were Robert Rodriguez.
So he's like, I'm a changed man now. That's the old me. This
maybe he gave his life up to Christ. But like, there were other directors that were approached for it. One of them was Robert Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
Another one was Danny Boyle, who directed Slumdog Millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
This is before Slumdog Millionaire, obviously.
Yes.
George Romero, who did the Living Dead movies.
Mm-hmm.
And also Sam Raimi, who directed the Evil Dead movies and the first Spider-Man trilogy, which I read about that and that piqued my interest because I was like, I would like to see a Sam Raimi screen because I like the way that Sam Raimi directs. I like the way he directs. He's very campy. You know, he's very campy, you know, and he'll probably put Bruce Campbell in there somewhere, you know, so Bruce Campbell probably would have been Dewey instead. I don't know. You know, but wherever Sam Raimi goes, Bruce Campbell goes. But they got Wes Craven to come back because he heard that Drew Barrymore had signed on to do the movie. So that's what got him to come back. To do the movie because he heard Drew Barrymore was doing the movie.
Well, he did work with her before?
No, he just heard that she was doing it. They got a big name to do it, so he was like, okay, I'll do it.
Right, because I'm not going to pass this check up.
Yeah, so like,
I mean, to be honest with you, I do remember, now you mention it, I do remember the commercial for it, which that drew everybody's attention.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really good selling point. And that's all they used for the for that clip was Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore.
Like, I actually thought that she was going to be throughout the movie, but she was only kind of the first 15 minutes of it, I believe.
Yeah. But, and she was also, originally, she was supposed to be throughout the movie, because originally she was supposed to be Sydney Prescott. Like, she was originally supposed to play the lead role of Sydney Prescott, but she had other commitments. I don't know what those commitments were.
So is everyone going to kill you off and put somebody else in?
Yeah, but I don't know what she could have been doing.
It was a great, a great, you know, intro, though.
Yeah,
you
know it was. I mean? But also, so they couldn't get her as Sydney because she had to do other things. So
are they going to make her wear that blonde wig? Or are they going to have her wear blonde, like black hair or be a brunette?
I don't know what they were going to do with her hair, but she was supposed to be Sydney.
Okay.
But like she's naturally a blonde, so I guess they would keep her blonde hair,
right?
You know, but other people that were up for the role of Sydney after Drew Barrymore dropped out were Brittany Murphy.
That was gonna play Sid.
Playing Sydney, yeah.
Sydney,
yeah.
Brittany Murphy. Oh, wow.
And Reese Witherspoon. Yeah, they were going to. They auditioned, because Brittany Murphy auditioned for the role, she didn't get it, and they approached Reese Witherspoon for it, she turned it down.
Right.
And then, I think they saw Neve Campbell on Party of Five,
mm-hmm.
The show she was on, and they cast her because, like, the character that she played on Party of Five was similar to Sydney.
Oh, okay.
So, like...
to me, she was a little dry. I think that, you know, Brittany Murphy could have did good. What you think?
I don't know.
I think she would, because I do know that the Sydney character was supposed to have her comedic points where she was getting back at the murderers when she found out that her boyfriend was a murderer and her friend was a murderer. She didn't sell that point.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And it was dry. So yeah, I think that Brittany Murphy could have sold that point.
But is the lead character in a horror movie ever interesting?
Well, it should be. It should be interesting.
Every time I watched a horror movie, I was like, no, I don't like the lead character. You know, so like they're always dull.
It should. Well, I wouldn't say they shouldn't take away from the, you know, the co-stars and the, you know, the extras or whatever, but they could. Mm-hmm. Put a little flavor to it, if you know what I mean. Like,
yes.
Let them know I'm here. Because half of the time, I didn't even recognize that character. You know what I mean? I recognized everybody else. I recognized the officer with the kid we're calling Dewey.
Yeah.
I recognized the cameraman more than the lead. You know what I mean?
I recognized
the reporter. Everybody else, even the extras that was sitting on the couch, even the girl who said, I'm gonna leave you guys alone, you know, when they were watching that part, they were watching Halloween.
Oh yeah, Halloween.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? And then, you know, they were like, we're waiting for the boobies, and she got up and she says, oh, I'm gonna, you know, leave you man alone. Even I recognized her more.
Wow.
Than Sid.
Wow.
So that's what I was like, it would have been better if, you know, Reese was there and or you know, Brittany or whoever other than her. I just think the character was too dry.
Even when I seen it
back in the day, I was like, how come they didn't have Drew Barrymore play throughout the whole movie? Because I think that would have been better.
Mm-hmm.
I actually would have thought that even that would have been an indie movie. Like, maybe she didn't make it. I think that would have been dope.
You thought the beginning would have been a good ending?
Yeah, like for her, you know, fighting for her life, and then they finally get her, and then they kill her, and then her parents see her.
Wow, you wanted to
and be... then it ended. I think that would have been better.
You wanted the somber ending. You wanted
I think that would have, because that's real life. That's how it actually happens.
Okay.
Like, no one ever really catches the murderer because that person fought back. They really catch the murderer afterwards, after they kill the person.
True.
It's like, if it, because it's really, it's supposed to be realistic.
True. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. But,
I think it would have been dope.
But yeah, moving on. Skeet Ulrich got the role of Billy Loomis because we were talking about this last night. You were talking about this last night because they thought that he looked like a young Johnny Depp.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Yeah. David Arquette was originally up for the role of Billy, but he wanted to do the role of Dewey instead.
Oh, okay.
So, like, he turned down the role of Billy. And,
well, it's kind of iconic, though.
Yeah.
You know, it is.
Yeah. So. It's, Dewey's role is actually, yeah, he's actually more iconic than the Billy role. So,
right.
You know,
so right.
Everybody knows Dewey.
Right.
But, and also, this is another funny casting choice. Matthew Litter, he played the other killer, Stu.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert for a 25-year-old movie. You know, like a 20-something-year-old movie. Mm-hmm. Matthew Litter, who played the other guy, the other killer, Stu. He got cast on accident.
Wow.
Because he was standing in the hallway. He was standing in the hallway. He was there with his girlfriend. His girlfriend was auditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just standing there. He was just standing in the hallway, and the casting director saw him and liked him and put him in the movie.
Well, that explains his 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah. So. I'll do that to Shaggy. And the last production note, Roger L. Jackson, the voice of Ghostface, he was always kept away from the other actors. He was originally not supposed to be the voice of Ghostface. They were, like, using him as a standby voice, and they were gonna, like, dub over his voice or have somebody else do his voice, but Wes Craven liked his voice so much that he kept it, and he kept Roger away from the other cast members so it could have like legit fear, you know, incite more fear in them.
Right.
So they've never seen him.
That makes perfect sense because when they had like the what you call like the voice changer.
Yeah, the voice box, yeah.
The voice box. It didn't match the voiceover that you heard on the phone.
Yeah.
When any victim would, you know, answer the phone. It didn't match. And I was all like, nah. I wasn't buying it, so they kind of make sense now. That I actually remember, yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't match.
Yeah, man.
Clearly didn't match.
Yeah, man. And other people that are in this movie, there's a cameo by Linda Blair.
Yes.
Who's in The Exorcist.
That's funny. I never knew that was her.
Yeah. I had to point it out to you.
Even when you pointed out to me, I still missed her. Yeah. I was
like, she plays one of the reporters.
Because I remember her as a child, you know, so.
Yeah, she played one of the reporters. I had to point out. I'm like, that's Linda Blair. I said.
That's pretty cool, though. Like, they paid all the homage to, you know, the scary movies.
They paid a lot of homage.
Exorcists, and then...
Not Friday the 13th.
Nightmare on Elm Street,
yeah.
Because the janitor was dressed up
like Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger, yeah.
Yeah. They have a man, they had the Fonz in here.
Right.
Fonz got Henry Winkler, who played the Fonz on Happy Days. He got dirty.
Yeah.
they did my man Fonzie dirty. He got stabbed up.
Hello.
And he screamed like a bitch when he got stabbed too.
He was afraid of his shadow or
his reflection.
His reflection scared him like 2 to 3 times. It was crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, man. Overall, I still enjoyed this movie. I think this movie like definitely brought like slasher films back.
Hmm.
You know, like I think it like really like revitalized slasher films because I really think that they were like dead.
Mm-hmm.
At the point where Scream came out, because like they were like doing like all these stupid sequels, you know, like they like all the Halloween movies were dumb after 2,
right?
A lot of the Friday the 13th movies were dumb. Got Jason knocking dudes' heads off,
right?
You got Nightmare on Elm Street started getting stupid,
right?
You know, like a lot of the iconic slasher films started getting dumb. So, like, I think this really brought it back to, like, the classics, like, the first Halloween, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Even those movies got dumb. You know, what else did they do? Sleepaway Camp, you know, like, movies like that. You know, like, it really, I think it really, like, brought those films back, and it just like had like this whole like slasher renaissance, because after that it was I Know What You Did Last Summer, you know, you know, Urban Legends,
yeah,
you know, like all these other like slasher films started coming out. It like really revitalized
it was pretty good
the slasher genre,
yeah,
you know. But that's the one thing I don't like about this movie. I don't like the fucking dialogue. I think the dialogue's stupid.
Or you think it's one of those moments where you're just trying to milk that old cow, I guess.
I think the dialogue was like pretty dumb. You know, it's just like, especially remember the bathroom scene? Mm-hmm. Like the two girls talking in the bathroom.
Oh yeah, you bust up laughing.
Yeah, man, I was like, teenagers don't talk like that.
Oh. 34-year-old women with no life talks like that.
Yeah, I was like,
speaks like that, you know.
Yeah, I was like, teenagers don't fucking talk like that.
Desperate housewives speak like that.
Yeah, I was like, this, and it's funny that the guy that wrote this movie went on to write Dawson's Creek. Went on to create Dawson's Creek, actually.
Yeah.
And it was actually like a screen. There's actually a Scream-themed episode of Dawson's Creek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if I could find it. I don't know where Dawson's Creek is right now, but if I could find it, I'll show that to you. Because, like, there's actually a Scream-themed episode of Dawson's Creek.
I swear, that show was more of a dude's flick than a chick's flick, you know, for some reason. A lot of guys was really into Dawson's Creek.
Hmm.
They really were. Like, I don't know, maybe in my school or whatever.
I don't know, yeah, I kind of dug Dawson's Creek.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it. Remember, like, me and my buddy, like, my buddy had the Dawson's Creek all, like, box set.
I know, you guys had a moment, and we were just, like, the wives, you were just sitting there looking at y'all, like, okay.
He had the Dawson's Creek box set, and he was like, I got Dawson's Creek on DVD. I was like, let's watch this shit right now. And I was just like, we watched fucking Dawson's Creek. That was fucking hilarious.
You guys had that moment where girls have, they watch the soap opera, and girls be like, girl, did you see that? But you guys was like, bruh, did you see that? Oh no. How could she do that to him?
Yeah.
Don't she know he loves her? Why? And like, we're looking like, oh my God, they're having a moment.
Like, why are you playing with his heart, man? You just playing this man like a fiddle. But but yeah, man. Overall, it was like, I still enjoyed this movie. I thought I was like gonna come back to this movie. I was like, man, this shit is stupid. Right. But I still like it. I just like the campiness of it. Mm-hmm. Like I say, the dialogue is not anything to be desired.
Right.
You didn't like Neve Campbell. I didn't think that Jamie Kennedy was annoying, mm-hmm. as he usually is. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's funny when he gets shot. I did laugh when he got shot.
And he got punched in the face afterwards.
I was
like, whoa. He was supposed to bleed out.
Yeah. He was like, oh, fuck. Pop, and he got shot. That was hilarious.
And the other part I didn't get, where they had the whole house to clean up and, you know, kill everybody, but instead they decided to stab each other.
Yeah.
And then try to kill everybody else. I was like, don't you need your energy to kill these people? Now they have an advantage on you because you guys are both bleeding out.
They're dumb teenagers. they're dumb ass teenagers. They did get that part right. Like, they were, teenagers are dumb, but they got that part right. But yeah, man. Overall, I still enjoyed this movie. You got any final words you want to say about it or anything?
It was a. You know, it bring back, you know, good memories.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like when you're in high school and the stuff like that in the 90s. Oh my God, you remember how they used to dress?
Yeah.
You know, we had a couple of those outfits at that time. And it's like those bright ass shoes.
Bright ass shirts.
Those, you know, really bright plaid skirts and the turtleneck. Looked like some shit you seen from Clueless. Yeah. It was.
Oh, Rose McGowan.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Dude, like her nipples got hard.
Right, they didn't wear no bras. Like, or they wore like kind of like thin bras and stuff like that.
I was like, oh, okay.
Back in the day, we could wear skirts and you didn't have no pumps or no dress shoes or anything like that. It was just like combat boots and Skechers, all the good old days. And sodas, you know. Oh, man.
Hang on, my clothes.
The pigtails. Oh, my goodness. What was it? Frosted tips? Who came up with that
I
shit?
I never had that shit because I couldn't do that
Oh, my God. But, who came up with that shit?
Oh, yeah, man. Like, I got all my clothes from Kmart, so.
But we all ate that shit up, though. It was like, oh, yeah, the frosted tips. So my, hot.
My mom dressed me in Bugle Boy. So, but anyway. But, yeah, man. I'm gonna give him my score. I give it a 4 out of 5. I give it a 4 out of 5 just because of dialogue. You know, the dialogue kind of like, I was like, eh, I don't like this dialogue. This dialogue's dumb, but still a fun movie to me.
Right.
4 out of 5 for me. What's your...
Yeah, I gave it a 4 out of 5. You know, I have to. I got scared twice.
So. Got your ass. But,
twice.
Yeah. But yeah, that was it. That's the review for Scream. Next week, you get to pick the movie.
Okay.
This was my pick. I forgot to tell you, like, this was my pick. But next week, you get to pick the movie.
Okay.
So, until next time, see you guys later. Peace out.
Peace.